From cows to vineyards to fruit trees, agriculture is central to Sonoma County's economy and identity, as it is for much of California. But the biggest federal law overseeing agriculture, the Federal Farm Bill, represents an outdated mindset, one dating back to the Great Depression. That's the opinion of food and health activists like Dan Imhoff of Healdsburg.
The main issues with the current Farm Bill is that it's written by a very small number of congressional districts that no longer really represent the food and farming system that Americans increasingly want.
The current Farm Bill expires in September, and this week the Senate voted to begin negotiations on the bill that will replace it. But the bill still puts money into the hands of a few deep pockets, say critics, and provides little help to small, local farmers and those who grow the healthy, fresh food Americans need. Small farmers like Bob Kennard of Green String Farm in Petaluma get almost no money from the Farm Bill, and he doesn't expect that to change.
The Farm Bill is, in the past years, many, many years, is of no value at all to small, diversified gardener farmers like ourselves.
There is a small movement afoot to direct more Farm Bill money towards small local farmers, but the measures are modest, and food advocates are skeptical.
I don't really have too much faith in it.
He says the Farm Bill could be changed to benefit farmers like him by increasing the funds for research into organic and local growing techniques. But those aren't the priorities of the upcoming bill. The new Farm Bill, as drafted, contains some changes, such as an end to direct payments to farmers in exchange for a switch to subsidize crop insurance. But crop insurance is of no use to farmers like Kennard, who don't operate at the same scale as big growers.
A number of years ago, we had a bad freeze, and I could have applied for a crop insurance payment, and I would have received $200 or $300, and it would have cost me that much to fill out the paperwork.
His insurance, he says, is planting a diversity of crops, about 200 throughout the year. If the carrots fail, chances are the tomatoes will be all right. Farmers like Kennard represent the way many nutritionists and community activists would like to see food produced. But the Farm Bill hasn't caught up yet. Subsidies are still skewed towards growers of corn, wheat, rice, and soybeans. California, even though it is possibly the most important food-producing state, gets only a fraction of Farm Bill money. According to the USDA, more than 90% of California farms do not collect subsidy payments. In North Dakota, a state where they grow mostly grain, 84% do. Those grains show up in the grocery store in the middle aisles, often processed and heavily packaged.
We might as well just go up aisle 17.
At the Healdsburg Safeway, Dan Imhoff pulls a can of soup off a shelf to read the ingredients.
Here we go. Chicken noodle O's. Chicken stock enriched noodle product,
it,
which is wheat flour, eggs.
And the surrounding food on aisle 17 isn't very healthy or expensive,
glutamate.
Unlike the fruits and vegetables on the edge of the store.
When you're looking at the Farm Bill, it's not really subsidizing things that we eat directly on our plate. It's subsidizing the building blocks of industrial food.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.